John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Ask giving God a job,
word.
Boy.
Boy.
Sure, Larry.
Yeah, there.
How about Larry farting?
Oh, my favorite.
Please. That's always a good one.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. Be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
The Don and Mike Show.
The greatest.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How about Larry falling asleep?
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Do you want to rephrase that?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the boat.
Welcome back. Oh, you got to hear the Larry fart one more time.
And if you really want to clue in on it, listen for when he says, good to see the Duker again, right after that.
You know, when he falls asleep, he makes that same yup that Hasselhoff did when he was eating the cheeseburger.
Yep.
Okay, here's the fart.
Yes.
Listen for it.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. Be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
Right after again.
Because you know what the pause indicates to me, even though fortunately we weren't there. It's actually a conscious decision to do that. That's what it sounds like.
Squeeze it out.
To push.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right, boys. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Now, you guys had a guy on who told one of his stupid jokes last Thursday. Didn't make you guys laugh, so you gave out his number?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted you guys to know I am a loyal listener. I have called that guy every day since last Thursday. Three times now, two in the morning. Just to bug him about it.
Is he answering or is it going right to voicemail?
He's answered once at night. He answered the first time. I think since then he's done something. He's turned his phone off at night.
Yeah. Good. Good.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's the punishment. That's what it's all about.
Hey there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, we're wonderful. What's going on?
Yeah, I was thinking, did you ever think that Alfonso, Schofield, and Junior are three different people?
We heard about this.
Alfonso. Alfonso.
One man.
Schofield.
Two men.
Junior. And your father.
No, I don't think so. I think he's thinking of one person.
We know nothing about that song to start with. We don't know if it was from like a musical or it was rewritten with DC lyrics.
I know is from when watching it, I cut out the part where Mayor Barry's son was singing and he says something in a very theatrical way like, what is this I see?
Right.
And then Mayor Barry sings that as if he's calling to his son.
Alfonso Schofield
Junior.
And your father.
No, it's definitely, it's like Paul Tuttle Junior.
Not only
I'm
that.
Your father.
You know what we can surmise from that is that Mayor Barry's character is Alfonso Schofield Senior.
Yeah. Well, I wish we'd seen the whole play, Rob.
Me too. It tells a great story.
I really wish we'd seen it.
I'm trying to think of another famous junior would be like, oh, I got one. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Albert Unser Jr.
Hold on a second.
Oh, now we're going to play the junior game. Corrado Soprano Jr.
I've got the best one.
Okay, what? Go.
Robert Spiewak Jr. Here I am.
Oh, God.
Game over.
Jesus.
No, game over. Winner.
You threw a big bucket of water on that.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one, my friend.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
Aren't you racking your brain now for juniors?
And when it's time for the NFL draft, Mel Kiper Jr.
That is a good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Going way back. Frank Sinatra. Junior.
Yeah, but Frank would always say, I'm not your father.
He was on The Sopranos.
Playing poker.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Just want to remind Mike that the hottest P of A on the LPGA tour.
Yep.
Natalie Goldis.
Yeah, she's in here. She's in the magazine. I didn't even get to her. Yeah. Because the one guy brought up the football player.
Is that another Sacramento thing?
Yeah, Natalie Goldis, who is the hottest PGA player, LPGA player out there.
Ken Griffey Jr., I'm your father.
Sounds almost mechanical.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was in Colorado Springs last week and heard George McFly on the radio.
George McFly.
Yep. Yep. George is there. We're there, too. We're on in Colorado Springs as well.
Do we have an affiliate there?
Yeah, we do. We've had them for more than a month, I think.
Hey, that's good news. That is wonderful.
I got a call from George. Speaking of George, I got a call from him, I don't know, when we were on our last 4th of July vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed him, and the call was, it was like, hey, Don, it's George. What do you want to say? I love you. I miss you. I love you. I love you. I haven't talked to you for a long time. I love you.
Did he sound like he was all roided up or anything like that?
Wow.
Like maybe his testicles are shrinking and he's doing the roids?
Perhaps I'm exaggerating, but I didn't return the call because there was so much love.
Yeah,
that I felt over the telephone. It was love overflow.
Your relationship with George McFly has always been interesting to me. It's kind of he bestows love upon you, and then you give him fatherly and brotherly advice, and then you talk to him a bunch of times, and he frightens you a little.
He's
bit.
A buddy of mine, uh-huh. but he loves me. I mean, I love him too.
Sure.
But buddy, he loves me, And what I'm really, really not looking forward to telling him, not on my account, right. On your account, Mike,
yes.
Will be when I finally do speak to him and tell him that, you know, that I'm going to retire next year.
Right.
Once he knows that there's a slot on this show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Dreamed of that.
He's going to be in love with somebody else, Mike.
Well, he's always been in love with you, hoping that I would be, going over a Minnesota bridge at some point, and
yes,
that never worked out for him.
But instead, I'm 35W, and
yes.
You're, and I'm just telling you, uh-huh. I got the feeling.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Even with my ability to compartmentalize and distance myself from fellow broadcasters, he'll move in on that.
He loves you, and he loves our show.
Yeah.
Like a loyal dog that Mike Vick would love to kill.
Right.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's nuts.
He is nuts.
Well, the one nuts. Time I think is that time we went out to see him, and that's when we were just looking at him at one point. And
but that's when he was all roided up, right?
Yeah.
That time in L.A.
We haven't seen him since then, though, have we?
No.
Physically. So we don't know what he looks like. Seen pictures of him.
I think I saw him. I think he came to my house.
Didn't he do the
were
show?
Were you there?
Wouldn't you know?
Didn't he do the shows with his shirt off at one point?
Always,
yeah.
And a git box and a guitar,
and he was into colonic irrigation.
And he loved to rhyme. He loved to rhyme.
Right.
The poor. I almost said the word the F word. The poor effer. He
right.
would like sit at home. This guy George McFly all day. He would sit at home. He would ask the program director for a list of the songs that he had to play.
Right.
And like if he had to play. Smoking in the boys' room. He would write out, room, doom, zoom. George McFly, I'm here to say zoom. If you smoke a lot, you might go boom, but hey, try it in the boys' room.
And if I remember, the program, that was his act.
Yeah.
His act was, his thing was rhyming, and then one of the program directors said, no, wasn't it no more rhyming
ouch.
At all? Do a whole show without rhyming. And he almost had a nervous breakdown.
He revolted. I mean, he got on there and he couldn't help himself. He was like, hey, it's George McFly, 703, and you're with me.
It's me, it's George McFly. I'll make you laugh, I'll make you cry. We're going to have some fun, ladies and gentlemen. And then it's like, George, no more rhyming. And he's like,
kryptonite. But he's a good guy, a good DJ. God knows we've had plenty of sessions with him on the show. Yeah. There was he had the gig in Denver, the gig that he wanted his whole life, and he was living in a car at the end of his mom and dad's driveway.
Well, he's tried to mimic one aspect of your career that you've told him not to, and that is to work at as many stations as he possibly can.
Right.
You did it in kind of a ascending way, and he's doing it a little bit differently.
But I believe he's found his niche.
He's been there a long time, hasn't he?
At least a year.
For him, that's a long time.
That is good. Good for Mr. McFly.
As a matter of fact, I think he's on now. I think he's on the same time as we are.
He's on as we speak. So we're competing against him?
He's playing the hits while he's spraying his pits or whatever he's doing.
Fantastic.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
That rhymed.
Hello.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Rob, you should have had that one. You should have had that. Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
It's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, what's up?
Ah, got through again.
Boy, I tell you what.
You got through again?
It's a little Slim reflux. Fast Ultra.
Oh.
You want like a Pepsi?
You might as well just have a can of manure. Seriously.
You've been drinking that a long time.
Ooh, I got a bad strain right now. I got a botulism dog food strain.
You got the Slim Fast from China.
Hey, Joe, did you buy the off-brand?
Nope.
All right.
I love it when that microphone takes its football length, you know, trip across the entire back room and then, nope.
Because every once in a while, the boy will try to slip a Kragmont or something in there.
I don't think that they could find anything in that kind of product, not a Slim Fast type thing. That is what it is.
It's hard to match that crappy taste of Slim Fast.
You know what it is, though, with Slim Fast? I believe it's the shelf life. It's not necessarily getting an off-brand as much as finding one that has been sitting there and sitting there and sitting there.
I think Safeway makes some, and I know Kirkland does.
Walmart
like makes
does
a
as
makes
well.
a energy drink
or brand. Yeah.
But at Kirkland, you have to buy, or at Price Club, you have to buy like 24 of them, big box of them.
Sure. Right.
I love them. I drink 10 or 15.
like Elvis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And I never lose weight.
Hello.
George Foreman, Junior.
That's good. God, you people have all the ones that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
John Kennedy, Junior.
I can't explain.
Freddie Prinze, Junior.
That's a strong one.
I am
your father. It's so important.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Pauly Tuttle, Jr.
Who?
Pauly Tuttle, Jr.
Already had it, Fred.
No, don't count none.
Already had it. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Dale Earnhardt.
No, all right.
That's good. We're getting all the repeats now. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Desi Arnaz. Junior.
Desi Arnaz Jr. Yes. Okay. We'll give it to you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Give it to you.
Mike, Scott McCarron.
Yes.
Is a professional. He's a PGA Tour golfer.
He's in the book. He is in the book right here. He's like number four. Scott McCarron. There's his picture right there. Scott McCarron.
Well, here's the thing. If it's people that are famous in Sacramento.
Athletes. This is famous athletes.
But is it just athletes in that
just
edition?
Athletes, yeah. And it's Kevin Johnson. He's in here also.
When are they going to do the special that has fat guys that do radio shows from out of town?
Mm-hmm. They should have that. We should be in there. And there's Natalie Golbus. There's a picture of her for
you.
I don't think she's that hot.
It's not a good picture of her.
Hi there. Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey. Donkey Kong Jr.
That's an outstanding
They're
one.
Keeping it alive. They're keeping it alive.
That's a really good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Last chance.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Cale Ripken Jr.
Wow.
We should have had that one too. God, we're stupid.
They're coming on strong now.
We're stupid. You listeners are good today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bo from Sacramento.
What?
No, please don't have this peter out now.
Are you just identifying yourself? Is your name Bo?
Yeah.
Hi, Bo.
Ty Bo.
Bye, Bo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bobo. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Bill. I want to speak to Don and Mike, please.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Hi, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine. Don't forget Frank Sinatra Jr.
Okay.
Okay. And now he has broken the rule by not knowing he was on the air, then not singing the name, and then blowing it in totality by quoting another name.
Okay.
That has been said before.
You want to bet, Mike? We'll take an unscreen call. Will it be one we've had or one we have not had?
I'm going to say, I'm holding out hope. This is just like make us laugh. I'm going to say one we have not had.
To be the contrarian, I'll say it's someone we've had.
Very good.
An unscreened line. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm bipolar and gay, and the way y'all making a spin on it this morning really makes me fearful for everybody else out here who might have the same affliction.
Well, that's a wild card. We should have thrown in someone who would say something that's totally unrelated
off
to what
topic.
We're talking about.
Do I get 50% credit on that one?
No, so do I, then.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a push, Mike.
All right, it's a total push.
Everybody wins.
Push in the bush. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah. Winner, Mike.
Very good.
Winner.
Very, very good.
Winner. And yeah, we should have had that one, shouldn't we?
It's good when we get ones that really are brand new and strong.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
I am
your father.
God. So sad I missed that musical.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Sammy. David.
Yeah.
Oh.
Junior.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to bet again?
All right.
Again.
I'm going to say this will be a repeat. This next one will be a repeat.
I'll be the contrarian and hope against hope.
Let's see what happens.
Say wild.
Come on, little brains. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Hey. Winner.
The winners, the listeners are not disappointing today. That is very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Samples Junior.
No, that's like Junior Samples is like Junior Mints.
And now I fear that has opened up another thread. Another thread of people with first names Junior.
Okay, what do you think right now? I'll tell you, Mike, my gut is it'll be a repeat.
I'm with you this time. All right,
okay.
So we'll both be right if it's a repeat.
Two half brains together cannot be wrong.
Here we go.
Come on, repeat. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I got an ad in the paper here for a free leg that I was reading in this little rag. You guys interested in it?
It's a push, Mike. It's a push. It's a guy who's calling about a prosthetic leg.
We both, but to combine, we both get full credit. That's the 50% that we have. That's
it's this free left leg, prosthetic below the knee.
You should hold on to it till Christmas. It'll make a great stocking stuffer.
No, you know what you can do with it? I worked with a guy one time that drank out of it.
I get it.
Actually, would take it off and drink out of it.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Hello.
It tasted badly.
Yeah, nice delicious. Lamp.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah,
already got it.
Ted Williams Jr.
Yes.
Oh, listeners come through. Yeah.
The late Ted Williams.
I am your frozen head.
And then he died after he had that battle over the head. Very, very strange. Very mysterious. Almost as though his dad didn't like the fact that they chopped his head off and put it in a cryogenic freezing compartment and came from the grave and took him away. Very strange.
Ted Williams, Schofield,
Junior.
I'm your father.
That makes you think baseball. Pete Rose, Junior.
And I'm the baseball fan I'm trying to go through because there are a lot more in baseball. There have to be.
Sure there are.
There have to be. I'm just trying to think of them right now. The listeners are doing a better job than I am right now.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I have two.
Mm-hmm. Well, just give us your best shot.
Cal Ripken.
There it is.
Had it.
All right, now. Oh, you know, I'm almost sorry. Hold on, sir. Hold on a second. You haven't hung up on him yet?
No, he's gone. Sorry.
Because he had two. And I was going to say, if he gave us a double repeat.
Uh-huh. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. We could Hello. Have killed.
Al Gore Jr.
You know what? That's doable.
Very, very recent, too. Arrested recently. Very good.
That is doable.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's so absorbing, Junior?
Absorbing Junior.
Go to the judges.
I got another one. Morton Downey Jr.
That's very good with the Robert Downey Jr.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
It goes on and on because we are missing a lot of them.
We got a break somewhere across America in four or five different locations. Mm-hmm. Buzz Burbank.
Junior.
Hi, kids.
I am your father.
So all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
That's your wife's name.
Uh-huh. And, of course, Buzz's next musical line would be, I can't explain.
To you later.
Now, sweetheart, all those awards staring me in the face was just too much. I'm tired of being in Marcia's shadow all the time.
Yes, that's right.
Shut up.
One more. Here we go. Don and Mike show. Come on, Big Bucks. Hello.
It's you.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Come on.
Out from Symbolist.
Yeah.
Wow. Good one. Winner.
Wow. What an incredible.
Yeah.
Upset by our retarded listeners.
Yes, listeners, we're presenting you with a meat tray right now. Congratulations, you have actually succeeded.
Finally.
Very, very good job today.
Everybody, see you at Bagel City tonight.
Yeah, the chicken salad's on me.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.